Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, I'm Matt Williamson. This is a Locked On NFL podcast short. We're going to do the Green Bay Packers today. Coming down the home stretch, I've done a short for every team in the league except for Green Bay, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, and New England. The final four from last year. So I urge you to go back, check all those out. It's just sort of a state of the Packers address today. It's mostly going to be good. And that's mostly because of Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I am the biggest Aaron Rodgers fan maybe on the planet. I think he is not only the best player in the league right now, best quarterback in the league right now, with all respect to Tom Brady, but I think when it's all said and done and he finishes it up, hangs up his spikes, hopefully not anytime soon, he will very much be in the conversation of the greatest ever. I mean, I know what Brady's resume is, don't get me wrong, and Montana, and respect to all those guys. I just think if you lined them all up on the playground or on a field, or you know, if you lined them all up and you had a draft, somehow, some way, Aaron Rodgers would end up on my team with my pick in the first round, or you know, maybe even first overall. I just think he's remarkable, and more so than any team in the league, makes those around him better. Just a remarkable player. I had read from Pro Football Focus today. This shocks me a little bit that he was under pressure more often than any quarterback in the league last year. That's surprising to me, although some of that is self-inflicted. I mean, he holds the ball forever and excels when the play breaks down. But that number's a little shocking to me. We'll get to the offensive line in a minute. But Brett Hundley is also worth talking about here, too. I mean, everyone's talking about Jimmy Garoppolo as, you know, that young, up-and-coming, talented, semi-highly drafted quarterback on a big-time team behind a stud quarterback that can't get on the field. Well, I think Hundley's next in that conversation. And I think after this year, and hopefully we don't see much more of them than the preseason, he's going to be a hot name in the Mike Glennon-type vein. I'm not saying he's going to the Hall of Fame or anything, but I'm just saying that quarterback-needy teams, Jacksonville, Buffalo, maybe the Giants, would have an interest in him, maybe, in paying him more than going out on a limb on Hundley. And I almost feel like maybe Green Bay should have traded him this past offseason. And there were some rumblings that there was, you know, interest. I wonder if they're going to let him walk and not get anything in return. Let's go back to the line. It's been a very good line over the past couple years. But they've lost, you know, three really good interior starters in each of the last two offseasons. Going back to Josh Sitton, you know, Treader this past year, and Lang. That's hard to overcome. And I understand that, you know, they used an early pick on Jason Spriggs. To me, he's much more of a tackle. They're really good at tackle, first of all. Bakhtiari and Bulaga are as good a pair as you're going to find in the league. But the interior scares me. They brought in Jari Evans, but he's on his last legs. Corey Linsley returns. He's a really good center. He's a good center. And Spriggs, I would imagine they will turn into a guard. Fine, but depth is worrisome. I don't want Don Barclay on the field. They do give up a fair amount of pressure. Again, that number was a little shocking to me. I think that's still above average line. But I got to think it's worse. You know, that you lose those three guys, particularly these two from this past offseason. I got to think it's worse. The weaponry here, I like. I mean, I love the Martellus Bennett signing. You know, and I know Jared Cook's easy to make jokes about, but he came on big at the end of the season, and the tight end is a very much a featured component of this passing game. Bennett's better. I mean, he's the best one they've had since Finley, maybe even better, and he's got size. I think Bennett's in for a gigantic season and quickly will become a Rodgers favorite. The other receivers, I think their name value's a little greater than what they truly are, though, and that's true for Jordy Nelson at this stage of his career. I don't think he stretches the field like he once did. Randall Cobb's been very disappointing the past 2 years. I like Adams, but I don't think he's a one. You know, I don't know that these receivers would be household names at this stage if it wasn't for Rodgers. Again, it goes always goes back to the greatness of Rodgers for me. You know, that he makes a lot of problems go away. He makes a lot of decent players look like stars. And I think that's kind of the case here with their group of wideouts. That they're okay, but they're not, you know, Julio, no doubt. I mean, by any stretch. I mean, I just don't see that. The running back situation is very interesting. You know, that Montgomery got thrust into a role that he wasn't accustomed to and struggled in protection, and times Rodgers was yelling at him to get off the field. But he also had a lot of yards after contact. He has a build for it. He has a pure all offseason to improve. I'm still not sure he's not better as a wideout. You know, that he might be the best wideout if they bumped him out there. And, you know, actions speak loud. They drafted three running backs, and I like Williams and Jones a lot. It wouldn't shock me if one of those two ends up being the lead guy by week 8, 9, 10, or if Montgomery, you know, heaven forbid Jordy Nelson gets hurt, and, you know, you hear Mike McCarthy comes to a press conference, yeah, we're going to move Ty Montgomery back to wide receiver, and Williams and Jones are going to be our running backs. You know, like, I can see that, I can paint that picture in midseason or so, and I do like Jones and Williams. So, in the end, the offense is going to be good. They got Rodgers. The defense has to be better in the secondary. And this team puts a lot of resources into their secondary. And they brought back Devon House. That was kind of an underrated move. You know, Kevin King is a big corner that kind of fell in their lap. Followed it up with Josh Jones in the second round. Randall and Rollins are both early picks. Clinton Dix is the best player by far in the secondary and a budding star. He's a first rounder. Morgan Burnett's in the picture. They still have Gunter, who was thrust into a number one corner role and had no business being there, but he's an NFL player. So all of a sudden, they have a lot of options here, and you got to think when they throw these corners against the fan, something's going to stick. I would also expect a lot more dime or big nickel from this team than we've seen in the past. I think you're going to see Jones, Burnett, and Dix on the field a lot together. Part of that reason is because I think they're weak at the inside linebacker positions. You know, they're second-level guys. They ignore them year after year. Martinez is okay. Ryan, that doesn't do a lot for me. Joe Thomas is just a guy. I mean, they're okay there, but there certainly isn't the difference maker that if you get a big safety on the field and get one of those linebackers off the field, you might be best using your personnel. The outside guys, Perry just got money, and I think he's a really good number two pass rusher. They've used two semi-early picks on Beagle and Fackrell. I think they're sort of similar, that they're at best going to be number twos. Clay Matthews, though, is he done? Is he near the end? Is he going to bounce back? You know, he's had a great career, and we're all big fans. But he has not been this doesn't seem to get talked about much, but he has not been a difference maker for a while now. That is really something to keep an eye on. Mike Daniels very much is a difference maker. He's the best guy in the front seven. It's not even close. He makes a lot happen. He's a stud, and that doesn't get reported enough. Kenny Clark, first-round pick from 16. They're going to need him to step up and be a big-time contributor. The rest of the D-line, you know, they got Adams in the third round. I like that pickup. But the rest of the D-line, there's not a lot there to get excited about. I think the Packers' roster overall is a little overrated. But they have Rodgers. I mean, I just keep saying that. Yeah, but they have Rodgers. You know, but Aaron Rodgers. I probably will pick them to win their division. I still think they're behind teams like Atlanta and Seattle in the NFC. But they have Rodgers.
Hi, I'm Paul. Verizon has been placing giant letters all over the country to get people to buy into their unlimited plan. Don't get hooked. Switch to Sprint Unlimited, $22.50 per month per line for 4 lines and get the 5th line free. Hurry to your local Sprint store, visit sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Savings until 10/31/18, then $38 per line per month for 5 lines with auto pay, excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, streams, video, PHC 1080p, music to 1.5 megabits per second, gaming up to 8 megabits per second, subject to credit, $30 activation fee, prohibited network use, tools and data deprioritization apply. Compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited, carry features, different coverage and offer not everywhere, restrictions apply.